Each year, World Food Moscow gathers international food and drink companies from hundreds of countries around the world. This year, 1,500 Russian and international suppliers from 63 countries have showcased their products in 12 different sectors. The World Food Moscow event is the main platform in Russia where food trade professionals, international associations, government ministers, and international press can assess the market. Iran's been actively participating in this market since recently.
The agricultural products and food items is one of the main targets which we are targeting this market for participation. It's already 2 years that we are in the market, and daily we are looking for positive progress in this relation between Iran and Russia. Iranians, they are new in this market, and I think it's almost 30 years that we are late for this market.
Russia's food sector has become the most sensitive to industry changes after anti-Moscow sanctions. The collapse of the Russian ruble and the reduction in consumer demand hit the market. Russia has been forced to respond to the measures taken by Western countries. This gave Russian farmers a unique opportunity to replace imported goods with their own produce and to find substitutes for their Western suppliers.
The Russian companies, they are not familiar with the opportunities which is available in Iran. For your information, when the Russian companies, they come, they cannot imagine that this kind of good products we have in Iran, and we can supply with good and competitive prices because we are very near to this market.
Russian organizers of the event believe in case the West lifts its anti-Moscow sanctions, there will be no place for the Western companies to take in Russia's market, as many companies, including the ones taking part in World Food Moscow, are eager to remain in this market. World Food Moscow is underway from 12th to 15th of September.
More than 30,000 visitors from 96 countries are expected to visit one of the Russia's biggest food exhibitions in the heart of Moscow these days. Marina Kartunova, Press TV, Moscow.